time to stop down for a little bit of. And this is brought to you by
Autoflex Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's let me get a flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Cobra.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
You know, I almost walked to work today.
Earlier in the year, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced the nominees for induction into the 2013 class. Always a big day on this program, but an even bigger day is when they actually name the inductees. Now, up for nomination, you had 16 bands, or acts, or people. That included the... No, Korn didn't make it. The Paul Butterfield Blues Band. Chic. Deep Purple. Heart.
Yes.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Albert King. Kraftwerk. The Marvelettes. The Meters. Randy Newman. NWA. Procol Harum. Public Enemy. Rush. And Donna Summer.
What else do we have? Go down the list.
I just finished the list.
Saw him today.
Really?
DiGiani?
Yeah. He's walking across the street. We dapped. Then I karate kicked him right in the gonads.
And he kept walking.
He never even broke stride.
Nope. So I wrote this down. We determine, now you can induct up to six.
Yeah.
No more than.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be six. It could be one.
Right.
Depending on how many votes these people got. I believe collectively we determined that Deep Purple, Heart, Joan Jett, Rush, and Donna Summer would make it in. I had that written down in my notes.
Okay. That sounds about right.
So, you ready?
It's kind of hard to get you to go along with the Paul Butterfield Blues Band.
Yeah, I don't know much about them. The first inductee into the 2013 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class is... turn up the audio, Jake. Sorry.
There he is.
Albert King.
Yes. The old blues man, Albert King.
Good for old Albert. Because if it weren't for him, there would be no rock and roll, Corby.
So, did he and Stevie Ray perform together, do a bunch of stuff together back in the 80s? I think they must have, because I've done some YouTube stuff, and they always pop up together. And I don't know if it was live performances or stuff that they recorded together.
It's probably live stuff.
But this is like a big Clapton guy, right? Clapton loves Albert King. They all love this
Everybody
guy.
Loves Albert
Everybody
King.
Loves Albert King, yeah.
You exactly loved all right. Three Kings.
You like Freddie the best, is that right, Michael?
Yeah. This is number two for me on the King list.
Where's Bernard?
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Not on the list.
Wouldn't Bernard be down be in the top four, though?
Maybe top four.
As much of a scoring guy as you are in the NBA?
Yeah, maybe top four.
Thank you. See,
this
Danny?
This is not basketball we're talking.
Oh. I'm sure Albert King could play a little hoop.
You just screwed up the whole set.
I did?
Yeah. With a joke.
What's next, Stacy and Don?
I like jokes. Next. So you have Albert King.
Go down the list.
Next, you have this.
So let's dance, let's dance, let's dance, let's dance, let's dance, let's dance tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if she deserves this, by the way.
It's Queen of Disco, Holmes.
Yeah, but such a short little period of time.
But so dominant.
I mean, you're talking about, what, 4 years?
You're about.
Yeah, about.
Is that enough?
Yeah.
To merit induction into the Hall of Fame of rock and roll?
When you were that dominant over 4 years, yes.
I mean, I get it if you're like Jimi Hendrix, okay? I get that.
And when you're part of a movement that changed American culture.
Yes, this is more than just music,
true.
Corby.
She did have a little success in the 80s as well.
With what?
She works hard for the money and all that crap.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those videos.
She took advantage of MTV.
What other crap did she have in the 80s besides that schlock?
What else?
Was that the only one? I just remember that video
of
her working in the diner and scrubbing real hard and going home and taking care of her kids or whatever.
That was a video. That wasn't real life.
Look, don't get mad at me, okay? Those two, by the way,
I knew you were going to do nothing but irritate me.
Maybe you should get your woman to start doing more of the things in that video when you're not at home. Like cleaning.
That's a great idea, actually. Put on a little outfit that she had on.
Yes.
Working at Mel's Diner, always scrubbing and mopping and stuff.
Right.
Instead, what's she doing?
We've decided to outsource that.
To support the immigrant economy?
It makes things easier on people if we just do it that way. That way I can communicate with them. When they ask me a question, I can respond accordingly.
How would you respond?
I am one of you!
God.
Those two will be inducted posthumously, by the way, because Albert King is no longer with us. Donna Summer died working in the diner, I believe. Third inductee. This may be the last one. It may not be. But in. That's right, Mike. That's right, Mike. Randy Newman. Woo!
Man, musicians love this dude.
I know. What's wrong over there, little buddy? This really bothers you?
I can see it coming because you're right.
He's so revered in that community.
Yes, he is. People who write songs and studio guys and players and all that love this guy. But I hate him.
Why?
Because of this.
Because of short people?
Yeah, and because of I Love L.A.
Ah, nothing wrong with this.
Oh, yeah. Right, you're just trying to irritate me.
That's
no,
all
I'm really
he's
not.
Doing.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
I'm not going to fall for it.
I'm not trying to bother you.
Oh, like
stay
hell.
On your side of the line, Holmes.
I am.
Is it true, though, that radio stations didn't play this song back in the day because they weren't really aware of the irony of it all? Because Randy Newman's about 4'8". That they thought he was being crude?
Yes, I remember this being a big controversy when this song came out.
I mean, he's writing it from the perspective of himself.
Well, I remember hearing this all the time on the radio, but I remember with that also when that bubbled up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, God, there is, too.
Is there a fourth? Is there a fourth?
I'll say yes.
Is there a fourth?
Probably so.
Is there a fourth?
I say yes.
Crazy on you, man.
All right.
That's right. There is a fourth. And that fourth is Heart. Here's Crazy on You from Ann and Nancy.
Woo!
Let's get to the good stuff.
It's one of the first riffs I ever learned to play on electric guitar.
Nothing wrong with this song.
No. Nothing wrong with just about everything they did in their early days.
Deserving?
Oh, dude, yes.
Surprised they didn't get in much sooner than this. You know?
Yeah. And she sung the national anthem on Thanksgiving Day at the new stadium,
right,
too.
She sure did.
So, was Ann not a singer?
Yeah.
Wait, Nancy's not the singer?
No, Ann's
a
singer.
She sings a few things.
She sings.
Okay.
She sang one of the hits in the 80s.
She did? Which one? One of the ballads?
Yeah, I can't remember.
One with the panther?
I think there was always a panther.
I think it was These Dreams, wasn't it?
Maybe.
God.
She's a great singer.
It's the thing about, like, the Donna Summers of the world and the Hearts of the world.
See, she would sing a song when Ann needed to eat.
Right, to run off stage and mix up a big bowl of chili or something.
Could you hang on for a second?
We like to call those the low blood sugar tunes.
All right, well, there's Heart. There's your four inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Wait a second! There's more? There are more, Corby?
What else, Corby?
Yes, there are more. Now, there's a couple of controversial members, or I guess guys that were actually up for this.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly I didn't think that this band would make it in.
Somebody in the house say yeah. Beats. Somebody in the house say hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
I like that for the people. Check this out. Damn, if I be some slave again, got no fake ass friends and no timber rims. Showing up, got no designer names, and I
Public Enemy, Mike.
No video games, and I ain't got no diamond rings, no bling. And no
Flava Flav will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, the ticket's own Flava Flav.
Finally, we have one of our own inducted. Is he the only one that we've ever talked to? Well, Don Henley. Don Henley's in there. Bono. We had Bono on last week, I guess.
We do it weekly with Bono. The Bono Show.
Wait, is U2 in?
I don't know.
I don't even know if they're in. Hell, I don't know. Yeah, Public Enemy, what do you think?
They merit it.
Did you ever think this day would come?
I thought there was a pretty good chance, yeah.
What else?
And
is that it?
That's it.
Are you done?
There's your five. Wait a second. There's another? You're telling me that after all these, yes, it's true, they're in!
So we're going the full six this year, huh?
Yes! Yes! Finally! Yes! Yes, Rush fans, you got it! You have done it!
Turn the beat around, Neil. Get back. There you go.
Yeah.
Living on a lighted stage, it is the ideal for those who think and feel.
Come on, Mike, dance.
No. They opted not to play this song when I saw them.
At all?
At all. You know what? I'm happy for them, though. As bad as they sucked last week.
This is so great, though.
Yes. And just seeing their legion of fans, I know that that's not indicative of whether or not a band should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but good Lord, they are
Expo.
So into them. It's got to account for something, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's indicative of a massive level of dorkdom.
Well, so what?
You know what? You get past all the technical playing and confusing lyrics, and this is a really good tune.
This song is awesome. Dude, they've got 5, 6, 7 songs that are great, that are have rhythm in it, but then they have other stuff that just makes no sense to me. But I'm glad, man. It has been so long. People said it would never happen. Rush's lead singer and bass player Geddy Lee says it's a terrific honor, and we will show up smiling. It made my mom happy, so that's worth it. And as he said about his fans, he says it was because they championed us. I'm very relieved for them more than us, and we share this honor with them for sure. So it's cool.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Very gracious.
Yes. And you know what? He knows who butters his bread. Left out.
Yeah, let's go over the list. That's
Deep Purple.
Left out.
What else do we have? Go down the list.
That's what I'm doing right here. Yes. Deep Purple did not make it. The Paul Butterfield Blues Band.
What about Eggs?
Yeah.
Did Eggs make it?
No. Chic. Joan Jett.
I'm surprised Chic didn't make it. Mm. What about appetizers?
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk.
Yeah, they'll never make it. The Marvelettes. The Meters. NWA.
The Meters will get in eventually, as will NWA.
Don't be so sure.
Why?
I think they're, about who?
They're very choosy about their rap groups. Matter of fact, Public Enemy is, let's see, the fifth hip-hop group to make it, I believe. Maybe fourth.
What about Ratliff?
No. Ratliff? NWA, Procol Harum. So that's it.
What about Fun?
Fun is, they have one album out. One. How could they be in? They're like 22 years old. What about Fun?
What about Sex? Oh my God.
No.
I love the what about rotator.
I know. Well, there you go. I'm very happy for Rush, though. Let it be known here that I, Corby Davidson, am happy.
Listen to him.
I'm happy for Rush. Heart.
Listen to him sucking up to the P1 so he doesn't get a bunch of nasty email.
So the 30 minutes I spent last week destroying the band, this somehow makes up
for
it?
Yeah, but you kind of got a little cred for actually going to the show, so I'm sure they took it easy on you.
Maybe. Maybe a little more than usual, but they know. They know I'm with them. I'm one of them. I'm just as nerdy as they are.
They know you're not.
Just as nerdy as they are.
They don't believe that.
Whatever. There you go. That's a fun segment.
You got any more stories?
Well, yeah, but it's 4:55.
You little story bitch.